There are two kinds of pain in this world. Pain that hurts. Pain that alters.
When pain gets strong, you can't think. You can't reason. When pain gets strong, you can't figure things out. Sometimes we are so engrossed with the pain that we don't get the point. You can have pain so bad that you lose your appetite. You can have pain so bad that you stop eating and you stop talking and you stop believing and you stop smiling and you don't have your personality because your pain is stopping you from being who you are. If you take a minute and look at your life, every time you're about to step into new territory, all hell breaks loose and sends a storm to stop you from getting there.
The only way you're going to get strength in your life is if you go through that hard moment, that tough moment. I wouldn't have a story if it wasn't for the sucky times in my life. I wouldn't have a story if it wasn't for me going through my depressed moment. So realize this, just because it's a chapter, it doesn't mean it's your whole story. So for me, I just understand that it's very important to embrace pain, to go through it, because I believe the foundation of all strength is pain.
Every day, suffering, being broken, duct taping my feet up, stress fractures, shin splints, being broken. This is my new norm. And your mind says, if we're not broken, this ain't normal. We gotta be broken. So then your mind starts to get tougher and tougher.
What's your pain threshold? Yeah, well, if it's real high.
Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain can make you better? What if the pain can build muscle? What if the pain can cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help?
Give me more. Give me more opposition. Give me more pain. Because that's the stuff that turns us into champions.
See the pain as a stage. See the pain as a plane. See the pain as an opportunity. You gave me an opportunity to reinvent myself. You gave me an opportunity to come out of my grave that you put me in. You left me for dead. I'm coming out alive. I'm coming out kicking. I'm coming out swinging. You left me, but I wouldn't overcome.
Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. Pain is my motherfucking friend. Embrace the pain. Love the pain. Come on in, pain. Have a motherfucking seat. Be comfortable. Sit your ass down. I'm the boss. Rep that shit. Rep that shit. Embrace the pain. Make love to the pain. Pain. Pain is my friend. I love it. I hunt for pain. Pain, you ain't looking for me. I'm looking for you. Rep that shit. Rep. 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 I love you, pain. Why do I love you? Because I know you're going to make me grow. I love that shit.
I want to do everything I said I'm going to do. So my appetite increases. It gets stronger every year. I want more every year. I want to do more every year. I want to help more every year. I want to be bolder. I want to be better. I want to be stronger every single year. Every single year, your appetite should go up. You should never get settled. You should never get settled. You should never get content. Every single year.
Want to be godly. What that scripture is saying is that you literally, that you can become godly through discipline. It says it right there in the scripture, that godliness comes by way of discipline. Not easy, not just because you feel like it, that sometimes you have to honor God in the grind.
I'ma make love to pain. I'ma the shit out of pain. I ain't afraid of you, motherfucker. You, pain, is afraid of me. You don't know who you fucking with, pain. I'm ready. I'm your match, motherfucker.
I'm your huckleberry. I'm here for it. Bring it, motherfucker. Bring the pain. Hit this. Hit this. Rep this. Rep this. Rep this. Rep. 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 Woo.
Shut up and let me enjoy this pain. I don't want anything to numb it. I don't want anything right now. Because what I had done was I just, in my mind, I had just climbed a mental wall that was amazing.
You need to love pain to be an athlete. And I know no pain, no this, whatever, all the, you know, the...
Correct.
Oh my... No, this is real. You need to love pain. However, mentally, physically, love it. You need to love it. If not, stay where you are.
Heroes and villains always have the same backstory.
Yeah.
Pain. The difference is what they choose to do about it. Villain says, the world hurt me, I'll hurt it back. The hero says, the world hurt me, I'm not going to let it hurt anybody else. Heroes use pain. Villains are used by it.
Pain is a motivator. Pain is not necessarily always bad. If you're in pain, it's going to motivate you to move, to change something.
And I didn't want anybody to take that pain away from me at that point, because that was all confirmation. What it did was it showed me what is possible. And that's what set the new stage for me. That's when I realized, oh man, I've really been underachieving my entire life.
Pick up your damn suffering and bear it. And try to be a good person so you don't make it worse. You know, I read a lot about the terrible things that people have done to each other. You just cannot even imagine it.
The problem is, you ain't never felt no pain before. You're soft. It's a soft generation. You quit on everything. Our people did not quit. Harriet Tubman not only made it, she went back and got some more. She said, you know what, I made it, but I'm going to walk all, listen to me, shh, not ride the bus. I'm going to walk all the way back down to the South to get some more. And you quitting on 1825? Now watch this. You quit after you, listen to me, you get a sleeping bag and you wait for them. You wait for the first WRA instructor to come in and you come out your sleeping bag, I need help. You quit after you do that. You quit after you had, listen to me, a WRA party. I'm having a party. Everybody come over. I got food, everything. And let them get over there. Let it be all the best writers. All right, I fooled y'all. I want to have a writing party. I'm serious. You quit and you ain't even tried yet.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. Most of us don't like to do those things that come easy to us. I've always loved to talk to people. I decided taking this advice to develop my skills as a speaker. And my gift has developed and it developed and has taken me many places. You have something that you brought to the universe. And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing, this is what I do well.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every fucking day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for fucking battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that. Stay hard.
My greatest asset is I was homeless, so I can't feel a whole lot of pain. I've already been alone. Not a whole lot of hurt I can feel on a little paper, on a little test. So I leave you. Listen to me. We have gotten to a point where it's midterms and we're moving forward. The days of you getting money, I'm not saying we're quitting, but I'm saying a day has got to go from external to internal. Don't worry about a little pain.
I know you think it's painful to work this hard. But let me tell you something, it's painful to fail. I know you think it's painful to have to study this long, but it's also painful to not graduate. And you got to decide today that I want the pain of success more than I want the pain of failure. Come on, did you hear what I just said? You got to decide.
When the excuses all go away and people can actually confront the fact that this is all because of me, and this is, it hurts, but is also unbelievably empowering, because if these problems are because of me, then I'm capable of fixing these problems. So even though extreme ownership hurts and is painful, it's also liberating, because now you have control over your fate and over your destiny, and that is a glorious thing.
And understanding this pain-pleasure balance, whereby if you experience pain and you can continue to be in that friction and exert effort.
I gotta look myself in the mirror every single day. And I'm either gonna allow the pain to eat me alive, or I'm gonna allow the pain to fuel. Because the pain can either be your prison or your passport. The choice is yours. Use the pain to your advantage. Play the pain like the musician plays the piano.
I started feeling victory just by putting myself in the battle. It wasn't about going to Navy SEAL training. It wasn't about being the 23rd guy in that chair. I started realizing, man, just by going to war with myself every day,
pain is inevitable and it is unavoidable. You cannot live without pain. How you navigate that pain will determine how you propel into your purpose, how you advance in the marketplace, and everything else you've been called to do.
Pain. Push through the pain. Understand that the pain is a necessary tool. Don't look at it as a bad thing. Look at it as a learning experience. I'm not talking about the pain that's going to make you feel like you're dying. I'm talking about the pain that's going to make you feel alive. That you have meaning, that you have purpose. Get out there, embrace the pain.
Nobody wants to work out. Everybody want to be a bodybuilder, but don't nobody want to lift no heavy ass weight.
This is your wake up call, mother. Wake up, the Hercules in you.
You cannot leave the gym ever a failure. You have to give it everything you got. When you think you're done, there's 5 more reps.
Go through, and I don't care what happens. I threw up many times while I was working out, but it doesn't matter.
Like, I love this so much, I'm willing to die. I don't care if it kills me.
Everything you've got right here, right the f- now. Tomorrow, we don't know if we're going to live to see tomorrow. Everything you've got right here.
If you don't get no pain after a workout, you train like a pussy.
But guess what? The more and more I got into that run, each can step into that run, I started gaining more and more confidence. But to gain that confidence, you have to be willing to pull yourself out of bed, pull yourself out of a funk, pull yourself out of whatever the life is throwing at you to gain that confidence. By the time the run was over, I was like, you motherfucker, I once again beat your ass. You gotta be willing to find the confidence. Stay in the fight, stay in the war, stay in the battle, armor your mind.
See, most people want it easy.
Easy come, easy what?
Easy go. See, but when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through.
The price of progress is pain. Most people do not want to experience pain. They like comfort.
You got to pay a price for winning, but most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt.
Daily.
Accept
the miserable.
Smile at the pain.
You're gonna fail, you know? And that's what makes you, that's what shapes you.
Imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the ideas, the dreams, the abilities, the talents,
given to you by life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never acted on those ideas, you never pursued that dream, you never used those talents, we never saw your leadership, you never used your voice, you never wrote that book, and there they are standing around your bed looking at you with large angry eyes saying, we came to you, and only you could have given us life.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem.
Look in the mirror. It's you versus you.
Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt.
Sometimes your motivation needs to be because no one else wants to do it. As we need teachers, we also need the savages.
Thing out there right now is for the taking. If you are willing to go out there and grind and work hard, you know, you got these people that don't want to go to work.
Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing.
Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Your fear is never reaching your potential.
But you can't be lazy and make it.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out.
People often talk about being happy, and what they do is they talk about being happy in the same way a child in their very giddyish Christmas morning happiness. You know, like, I'm happy. That's never going to be long lasting. That's going to be temporary. If you were like that all the time, you wouldn't even get anything done, mm-hmm. right? You wouldn't even be a mature adult. So the idea that you're out here searching for that feeling permanently is asinine and is immature. That is certainly happy, sure. But I've changed the paradigm of where happiness is. For me, anything above distraught is happy. Besides three or four monumentally destructive events that are gonna happen throughout my life, like a loss of family member or something, unless I really, really feel down, I'm happy. So if I wake up, it's not I'm thinking if I'm happy or not. If I'm not devastated, I'm happy. It's black or white. If it's not black, it's white. So even if I wake up and I'm furious and I'm stressed and I'm pissed off, I got much to do, I'm still happy. I've decided I'm happy. My happiness barrier isn't this little giddy-ish at the top. My happiness is everything besides feeling distraught. That's how I've designed it in my mind.
But they have to see what their journey is to start their journey. Several people live to be 100 years old and they have great lives. But somewhere in their life, there was a point where they had a decision to make. They can go left or right on this path. Left was the easy route. Right was the hard route. A lot of people take the easy route. And they had a good life that way, but the better life was going to the right side. And you may have 20 years of pain and suffering to get past it, but a lot of us die never truly starting our journey.
Danger, risk, pain, suffering, those are the things.
Triumph over comfort.
Triumph over, oh, exactly. So if you say, oh, should I build a personal brand? Well, can you? And if you can, then perhaps you should consider it.
I wanted you to go home that night after you beat the living out of me and I smiled in your face. I wanted you to feel worse than I did, and you were going home to a nice warm bed with your wife or your kids and a nice meal, and I was still out there in the grip. I wanted you to think about me knowing that I'm comfortable being very unfucking comfortable.
If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to leave a better person. You'll have a better understanding of yourself. You'll have a better understanding of your purpose. But if you don't take that trip and the darkness comes visits you, it's a guest that will never leave.
I study the darkness. No fucking answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we're not, we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. You know, that just comes naturally to us.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around.
The thing about pain is, like, you feel it right now. It's temporary, man. But later in life, you don't remember the pain. You just remember, like, the glory and the good times, that exhilaration of pride and achievement, man. That outweighs all the pain and struggle. Because if you push through the pain to achieve the pride, you forget about the pain was ever even there. But if you can't push through the pain and the pain stops you and breaks you down, then that pain is forever. Because you never got pride to outbalance it.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside, and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
Do it.
you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't overleverage yourself. Don't overleverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive.
This guy goes, hey, Goggins, you on that winter arc? I'm like, what the winter arc? I go, motherfucker, I'm on that 365. It's not an arc. It's a fucking circle. I've been on it for like 30 fucking years. It's a circle that keeps going around and round and round. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Motherfucking winter, spring, summer, fall. Have enough pride in your fucking self to not have this hacky shit to get motivated. Love yourself enough to stay motivated 360 fucking five. Fucking arc. Do a circle. Stay hard.
Most people want change without the challenge. They want glory, but avoid the grind. But greatness doesn't come wrapped in comfort. Every step forward is paid in struggle. But it's in those moments that the real work begins. When you push past the doubt, fight through the discomfort, and decide to show up anyway. Strength isn't given, it's earned.
Pain always leaves a gift. Always. It's not going to change for you. It's COVID for everybody. This ain't just you. Your world 42 ain't finna crumble because you got to change your career. You had to change your career. You just said it in the question. Maybe it was time for you to move on. Somebody sent me a plaque today, one day, that said, don't worry about the people that God has removed from your life. He saw things you didn't see. He heard conversations you couldn't hear. And he saw, he made moves you wouldn't make.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just do it! Some people dream of success while you're gonna wake up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible. You should get to the point where anyone else would quit, and you're not gonna stop there. No, what are you waiting for? Do it! Just do it! Yes, you can! Just do it!
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you, and the pain that changes you. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. Own your fucking life, guys. You have every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room. In all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name. It's all you got. Don't sell out.
Better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Go to that dark place where you're alone. No cell phones, no music, no TVs. No computers. You by yourself. Very few people want to be alone anymore. They want to be around noise and people, and they have to, you can't think. People go, I don't know what I want to do in my life because it's too loud.
That's not working. Some of y'all praying. Praying is a cop-out. You've been praying for 6 years and you're the same husband. Hey, it ain't no way you talking to the Creator and He didn't bless you when you still the same. It's not possible. So if you pray, it's just like a formality. It ain't no way you talking to the Creator that has all power and you the exact same. That's not possible. So my wife like, yo, this arguing thing is killing me. And this is why it was bad. Because we'd go 6 months, right? 6 months straight, nothing. And then we'd argue and it would seem like I gained 80 yards and then I fumbled on the 2 yard line. You might be like, E killing the game. But I was like 6 months good, 8 months good, fumble. I'm like, dog, I done lost the ball on some food, on some dumb stuff. Like, we was having a basic conversation, and then boom, I was exploded. And I was like, E, you gotta fix that. So I was like, you know what? I'm about to go 1%. Like, I'm going all out, right? So write that area down where you know you ain't go all out.
How can you beat someone who cannot fucking quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized? How can you beat someone who looks back on all the tests that they've had and said, yeah, that wasn't shit, dude. Bring it the fuck on. okay? As opposed to the person who's like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. And then fucking 2 months, another thing happens. Oh my God, I can't believe this happened. It's going to be the person who has a stoic mentality, who looks at it and says this, okay? All right, we'll get through it. And then the next thing happens. Well, won't do that again, but we'll get through it. Right? Not freaking the fuck out like the world's ending every 2 weeks, dude. You can't live like that.
Even though you hate the fact that you're not growing, you don't hate the fact that you're not growing more than you hate the fact of who you are. But you don't have the heart. You don't have the strength. You don't have the tenacity. You don't have the will to do something about it.
I would rather die than be that loser guy. Think about that. Do you want to walk out that door a damn loser, or do you want to walk out the door a winner?
Build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You've faced your demons. You were able to hear all your past traumas. I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that kill people nowadays in their minds, kill them from moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself.
That's what's painful, is that it takes more effort to start in the beginning, and more people are right about the fact they're like, hey, you're not going to hit it big. And guess what? A month in, you're not. But they're only measuring on months, and it's 6 months, and you're measuring in decades.
Show me a trust fund kid that inherited a bunch of money, and I'll show you someone mentally tortured. Having stuff isn't fun. Getting stuff is fun, right? It's not the pursuit of happiness. It's the happiness of the pursuit. Right? It's that thing. And it's not like, you know, the self-help. It's not the journey. It's the destination. It's not either the journey or the destination. It's who you become on the journey.
I'm a good person. I got a good heart. I treat people with respect. Ultimately, I want the most that I can possibly get out of life. I love to love. I'm a good dude. Am I perfect? No. I got some of them imperfections over there. I got some of the ones from over here, from my man, dad. Okay, that's life.
The easiest thing in life is to give up on whatever, you know, whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for. The hardest thing is to keep going. But we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
You can fucking achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need great parents. You don't need like a private school. You don't need to have this humongous GPA and all this other shit. What you need is the one thing I talk about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
Everything comes from the imagination. So the power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. But I know one thing is I can make things happen.
The mind is but a magnet to what you want.
Nothing is easy, but you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes.
If you don't come in and treat every day as game day, you'll never be ready for game day. Every practice, Michael always said, I practice so hard so the games are easy.
If you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
Remember this, is that people are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything that your time isn't worth anything also.
Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better.
When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're gonna do and being who they say they're gonna become. It's real.
And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
As long as you have a lot of determination and willpower, that's all you need. And you have to have the will to win.
If you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts. The Greek philosopher Epictetus once said that circumstances do not make the man or woman, they merely reveal him to himself. Your response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
And you were expecting nice weather and shit, but it's 20 degrees, so? You might be somewhere where it's too fucking hot, so? You might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder, so? The struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder.
You obviously don't fucking want it bad enough. I became obsessed with being the baddest that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
You know, there comes a day, man, everyone's gonna have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out, or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a day where push comes to shove, where being mediocre, being like average, it just burns. It sucks so much.
Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some asshole instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking fucking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hope the water was never cold. They hope the weather was f***ing good. I don't live off that hope. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructors keep on f***ing running. I wish the f***ing rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the f*** you are.
It was like an actor getting ready for a film. You gotta put yourself in that cage. When you're in that cage, you are that character. And then when you leave there, it's something completely different. But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't fucking touch me. Don't talk to me.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
Keep talking. I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your it. Missus says stay in bed.
That's it.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy.
That's
You've
it.
Got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're
That's
slightly
it.
Hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do.
If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something.
I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. If you give up on your dreams, if you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing.
Because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live it in the past. I'm really good on that, you understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're gonna have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work, constant work, constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened, it's gonna happen in your life, you have to continue. This is the way I see the life.
Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. Think about every poor decision you've made in your life. There was more emotion that was involved in it than there was mind. Every single one of them. Think about it.
Really was.
Your feelings keep you in bed. Your mind tells you, get up.
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against.
Great things happen and really bad things happen. And you got to take it all in stride. And you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your shoes back on and get out there and go to war again.
A better person. You have a better understanding of yourself. You have a better understanding of your purpose. But if you don't take that trip and the darkness comes visits you, it's a guest that will never leave.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. Thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life, and that I can't do.
There's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger.
I didn't have half it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to. But the limbo of not knowing if you half-ass something, the limbo of going, I hedged my bet.
What could have happened?
Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I started to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African-Americans in 70 years make it through. You know, I said to myself, what if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
A lot of people are very, very, very ambitious with their words and very, very, very unambitious with their actions. And that's what ends up costing them everything that they want.
He said, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge.
Like, from the bottom of my heart, if you know you need to make it, you will make it. But you need to commit to making it.
Which is what I think a lot of it boils down to. Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
I'm exactly where I wanted to be because I realized I got to commit my very being to this thing.
As we begin to look at what we want,
As we begin to look toward the future, what's going to be crucial for you is every time you find yourself saying that you can't do something, you've got to affirm to yourself, hey, no, I can make it. This can happen for me. But you've got powers within you, talents within you that you haven't even reached for yet. Now, whatever goal you have, here's what we know. You're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some difficulties. You're going to have some challenges. Long journey, long dark night. But when you hold on to your dream, don't let anybody kill it in you. Just hold on to that dream. When it doesn't make sense to anybody, including you sometimes, just hold on. Once you give yourself an opportunity to try and to stretch, you'll find out you can do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
The first level to success in life, the very first level, is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? The problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. I ain't putting my dream on nobody else, and I don't care what nobody think about my doggone dream. This is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
It's necessary that you be patient. It's necessary that you take a stand, that you dig in. It's necessary to know there are going to be some difficult times. I know I'm going to have to take some blows. Find out how strong I am. Can I stand up? I know I'm going to experience some rejection and disappointment. I know there are going to be some hard decisions to make. The things are going to be so uncertain that I'm going to feel overwhelmed and feel like I can't handle it. I know I'm going to experience all of that. Why? It's necessary. It's a part of life. It's called life. All of that will create you to a certain kind of person. That as you go through that experience, what you become in the process, that you'll discover a part of you that you did not know was there.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. It's about heart. You gotta have heart. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. I dare you not to go home. Somebody said, I don't go home, I feel bad. Go through it. You ain't gonna die. At the end of pain is success.